Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we explore one of the most profound aspects of our faith, God's transcendent nature. Today's Bible verses are from Psalm 113, verses 5-6. Who is like the Lord our God, enthroned on high, looking down on heaven and earth?
Have you ever stood outside on a clear night, looked up at the stars, and felt absolutely tiny? That's exactly the kind of perspective that brings us to today's central question from Psalm 113. Who is like the Lord our God, enthroned on high, looking down on heaven and earth? It's a rhetorical question, really, because the answer is beautifully simple. There is no one like our God. When we gaze up at that vast expanse of stars, we're only seeing a tiny fraction of the universe He created. Scientists estimate there are billions of galaxies out there, each containing billions of stars, and yet our God is greater than all of it combined. Think about that for a moment. The same God who placed every star in position, who knows each of them by name, is the one who looks down from His throne, not just on earth, but on all of heaven itself. This isn't just about physical height or position. It's about authority, power, and majesty that goes beyond anything we can fully comprehend. Every time we experience that sense of wonder looking up at the night sky, we're getting a small glimpse of what it means to recognize God's uniqueness. It's a humbling reminder that puts everything else into perspective. Let's dig deeper into what we mean when we say God is transcendent. This isn't just a fancy theological term, it's a profound truth that shapes how we understand who God is. When we say God is transcendent, we're saying He exists completely above and beyond everything He has created. He's not just bigger or better than creation, He's in an entirely different category altogether. Think about it this way: everything we can see, touch, or even imagine has limits. Every created thing has a beginning and an end, boundaries and constraints. But God? He has no such limitations. He exists outside of time itself, unrestricted by the physical laws that govern our universe. He's not bound by space or time because He created both. This transcendence means His power and authority are absolute and unlimited, unlike earthly rulers who are constrained by borders, resources, or the limits of their influence. God's authority knows no bounds. Nothing can challenge His power or override His decisions. He doesn't answer to anyone or anything because He is the source of all authority.
But here's what makes this even more remarkable. This transcendent God chooses to be involved in His creation. The same God who exists beyond all physical limitations actively sustains every aspect of our universe. Every heartbeat, every sunrise, every moment continues because He wills it to be so. His transcendence doesn't make Him distant. It makes His intimate involvement in our world all the more astounding. When we truly grasp God's transcendence, it revolutionizes our understanding of who He is. It helps us see that our human concepts and categories will always fall short of fully describing Him. He's not just the biggest being we can imagine, He's beyond imagination itself. When we really stop to consider God as creator, we begin to grasp the full scope of His authority and power. Think about this. Every single atom, every galaxy, every force that holds the universe together came into being because He spoke it into existence. This isn't just ancient history. It's an ongoing reality that shapes our present moment. Consider the vastness of space with billions of galaxies, each containing billions of stars. Every single one of these celestial bodies moves in perfect harmony, following the laws of physics that God established. From the smallest quantum particle to the largest supercluster of galaxies, everything operates according to His design. But His creative power isn't just about the initial act of creation. Even now, He actively sustains everything He has made. The same power that brought the universe into existence is the power that keeps your heart beating, that makes the plants grow, that holds the planets in their orbits. Nothing exists independently of His sustaining power. This is where His transcendence and His creative power intersect in a magnificent way. Because He exists above and beyond the universe He created, He can exercise complete control over it. He's not bound by natural laws. He created them. He's not limited by time. He invented it. He's not restricted by space. He designed it. Every aspect of creation continues to operate exactly as He intends. When we understand God as both creator and controller, it transforms how we see everything around us. Every sunrise becomes a reminder of his faithfulness, every breath a gift from his sustaining hand. We realize that we live in a universe that isn't ruled by chance or chaos, but by a transcendent God who remains intimately involved with everything he has made. Now here's something truly remarkable to consider. This all-powerful, transcendent God who created and sustains the entire universe actually desires a personal relationship with each one of us. It seems almost impossible to comprehend, doesn't it? The God who spoke galaxies into existence wants to be intimately involved in your life and mine. This isn't some distant deity who set the universe in motion and then stepped back to watch from afar. Instead, he actively seeks to guide us, to lead us, to share his wisdom with us. He wants to reveal himself to us in deeply personal ways, showing us not just his power, but his heart. Think about what this means for a moment. The same God who designed the intricate dance of subatomic particles, who orchestrated the cosmic ballet of planets and stars, wants to guide your steps and light your path. He wants to share his glory with you. Not just as a distant observer, but as a beloved child, this is perhaps the most beautiful paradox in all of existence. The God who exists beyond space and time chooses to draw near to us, he who needs nothing and no one desires relationship with us, the one who holds the universe together, wants to hold your hand through life's journey. And this isn't just a nice theological concept, it's a practical, daily reality. Every morning when you wake up, every decision you face, every joy and every struggle, the transcendent God is right there, ready to guide, comfort, strengthen, and lead you into his glory. This is the astounding truth that changes everything. We are loved and sought after by the God who is above all things.
Let's close with a prayer. Lord Almighty, creator of the heavens and the earth, we stand in awe of your transcendence and power. You who place the stars in the sky and sustain the universe with a word, still choose to draw near to us in love. Thank you for reminding us that even though you are beyond our understanding, you desire to be intimately involved in our lives. Help us to see your glory in the vastness of creation and in the smallest details of our days. Guide our steps, fill our hearts with wonder, and draw us closer to you. Let our lives reflect your majesty and grace. We praise you, Lord, for there is truly no one like you. Amen. Friends, may your day be filled with peace, purpose, and joy. May you walk in the light of God's love, sustained by his grace and surrounded by his blessings. Stay encouraged and keep shining brightly. Until next time, take care and be blessed.